What's up, y'all? This is Nina Perez, and this is Straight Talk, No Sugar Added. I am so excited that you are here. I wanted to thank all of you first and foremost, because you guys are putting me on the map. So we are at 99,890 something downloads, and that is amazing. You guys are killing it. So thank you guys so much for everything that you do to pour into the Straight Talk community. I love my Straight Talkers. And you know, I go around this freaking amazing planet of ours finding the best humans I can find to come on here to grow, challenge, and transform your thinking. I have such a cool person for you today. I fell in love with this woman when we met a couple of weeks ago, and I am so excited she is here. Her name is Afsha, and she is a distinguished wealth strategist and a CEO of Wealthverse. Now, I love that. And wait till we get all into it. You can see how smart and amazing this woman is, okay? So she's not just a financial expert managing over $55 million in assets. She's a trailblazer in the fintech world and a dedicated community advocate. Now, her work extends from revolutionizing investing through Wealthverse to empowering women and promoting financial literacy in Canada with a unique academic background in neuropsychology. I told you. It's like boom, 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 boom. Okay, she has a lot of stuff going on. She is really great. She brings data-driven approach to wealth management. So I want to dive into this conversation because I know a lot of you are entrepreneurs, solopreneurs out there trying to do your thing. And what a better person to have on here than Afsha. How are you?
Oh my gosh, what an introduction. Thank you so much for having me. I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm really, really happy that you're here. I was looking forward to this conversation. So I'm excited that you're here. And I know that it's going to bring a lot of value to my audience. So I am super stoked. So Afsha, I always start the show the same way because I like to get to know you. So who are you? I know I gave a little introduction, but I want to know more about you. Who are you?
I mean, well, I'm Afsha. Thank you for that wonderful introduction. I don't know if I can beat that one. But yes, I am CEO and founder of Wealthverse. And basically what we are is an independent firm. We offer financial services, but how we do it differently is we do it in an unbiased way. You know, we work with business owners, healthcare professionals, early retirees, people coming in who need some help when it comes to money. And whether that's building their business, investing in the stock market, wanting to do it in real estate, we really want to be able to help our clientele and not just service them in a way that's like, oh, I have this to sell. Please come to me. It's like, what do you need? What are your problems? Mm-hmm. Where are you struggling? How can we grow your net worth in both your business and your personal life? And I started that, and here we are talking about it.
So tell me about that, though. Tell me about that journey for you. Has it always been something that you've been into, like just working with entrepreneurs and helping with finance? Was there something that you went through in your own personal life that you had to like kind of navigate this and get this together? Like, tell me a little bit more about that. Tell me about you a little bit deeper.
Yeah, of course. That's a great question. I mean, I learned about compounding growth when I was like 6 years old, right? My grandpa takes me in and says, hey, you know what? You have your savings or the cash that you win, let's say from your birthday or Eid, and you get to spend it if you want to. But if you deposit it, I'll double it.
Mm.
And I'll never forget, you know, seeing that transaction book where you put it in the machine back then and it filled it all up. And I went, whoa, what? My $100 turned into $200? Wow. And so it was just learning that money, you need money to make money.
Mm-hmm. That's a really good lesson.
Mm-hmm. I wish we could have those returns now all of the time. Double your money every time.
I wish. What? I wish. We need your grandpa. Everybody needs your grandpa. No, that's a really good lesson to teach a child too, because, you know, I think that's one of the things, well, we know that's one of the things that's missing in our schooling, right? In our school system, is just even teaching budgeting. I mean, it's just not taught. You know, it's something I wish I had also growing up, right? Because I had to learn that after I was an adult, did my own businesses and stuff like that. I learned the hard way, really? Right? But yeah. But it's like, you know, when you're young, nobody really talks to you about that, right? They just give you some money, go buy some candy, whatever. And nobody tells you, look, you can compound it, you can invest it, you can grow it, you can go make more money by, you know, doing a side gig out there, you know, like that kind of stuff. So yeah, I'm glad you learned that.
You really had to do some work to go like, where did this really start? You know, When I was 18 years old, mom was like, you're not working anywhere else. You're going to get a professional job. here I am with my backpack going to university, and I'm going across the street after class to work at the bank with my dress clothes.
Wow.
Right. So it was like, all right, I guess I'm going to take my dress clothes in my backpack with my math textbook, go to school, and then go to work. And so I worked all throughout undergrad and university, and I really got to see the ins and outs of like, what does a check even look like? You know, first time I spent $10,000 on a check, I'm like, you can move this much money? What does this much money look like? And you see the systems and the accounts that are there and how clients feel about their money, what they're looking for, you know? So I started at right at 18.
That's really good. I mean, I'm glad that you are talking about that too, because I know that a lot of people that listen to the show, like I said, are entrepreneurs and solopreneurs and stuff, but they have families. And how important is it that they really saw, you know what, Afshar, we're not going to just have you do like these little jobs that are you know, not going to really help you understand money. So you're going to go get a professional job. And that's a super big compliment to your family, how they set you up for that, right? Because it's things that we don't honestly think about, right? We just think about, okay, we want to give them good work ethic. We want them to be good humans. You know, we don't want them committing crimes. We don't want all of that stuff. But what about the day-to-day? Because they become adults like that, right?
Absolutely.
Like, it's like 2 seconds and you're an adult.
Absolutely. It's like, oh, now I got to pay bills. What's the key? I own a house. Can I return it? You know, so it's very much that. And a lot of great parents, you know, I'd have friends where their parents were extremely supportive, but they would say, look, you go to school, get good grades. We take care of the rest.
Yeah.
That's amazing. I love that support for people. I didn't come from as much. So I knew that, you know, I wasn't going to have education savings to pay for my university. So I would have to work. And that was sort of just like a thing. But it gave me work ethic. You know, when I graduated, I had options because I had work experience. There's so many people graduating from university, and it's great that they have this degree or college diploma, but you know, they're out of a job for 1 to 2 years post-grad. Yeah. And it's not their fault. It's all they were taught.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with that. Yeah. And I agree with that. It is all they were taught. All they were taught. And it just made me think of this viral video that's on TikTok with this girl that's like, I can't believe I don't like working 9 to 5. She's like having this tantrum because she's like having to work her first job is 9 to 5. And I just die laughing. I work 14, 16 hour days. So like to me, like 9 to 5, I wish. But Afshar, let's get into that, because now what you're doing is you're really helping, you know, entrepreneurs and solopreneurs and businesses and stuff like that. So I want you to talk to us about that a little bit. Like, you know, what made you like dive into, because I know that you were in finance and all of that. So what made you dive into creating Wealth First, you know, and what is that? What is it setting people up for? What is it doing for people?
You know, it was that I had such an early exposure to the financial services industry, and I just saw what was lacking. I feel very grateful that I was in it. I got to learn from my peers and coworkers and go, okay, this is how things are run and how they're successful. But I also saw what was lagging. And almost always when you go into a financial advisor, traditional financial advisor's office, whatever certificates you see on the wall is all they can sell you. That is all they can help. Right. So if you're going in saying, I want a financial plan and I want to build my portfolio in real estate and I really want to focus on scaling my business, you're in the wrong office. And so that's just like not necessarily financial advice to me. It just became a little bit biased. Right. You're also only able to invest in certain funds that they have, you know, so there's quite a few things that I started to recognize are a bit more cookie cutter. And I really wanted to push the financial industry into a space where it's like someone should be able to come to you with an issue. And if there's a dollar sign attached to it or something to do with wealth, you know, that you can have a specialist that can support them.
That's so good. That's so good and so true, right? And I think that this is where a lot of entrepreneurs and solopreneurs get kind of like stopped, right? Because they're like, oh, you know, I want to talk to them about my business plan and what I need to expand, but I also, do I invest? Do I put money in AI? Do I put money? You know what I mean? Like, there's a lot going on for an entrepreneur and a solopreneur. I think that's the difference between, you know, being an employee and being an entrepreneur. You know, as an employee, you kind of go into a place that's already has its systems and everything set up, right? The business is already set up. You're an employee now. You're working for them. You know your job role and whatever. But when you're an entrepreneur, that's a whole different ball game. And so now you're setting up your systems, needing a financial planner, having you have your own accounts. Like, it's a lot that goes into it. And I think, you know, I know that, you know, you watch all of these ads on, you know, Instagram or whatever, and they make it sound like it's so easy. Become an entrepreneur. Here you go. We have an AI chat for you. You're going to make $1 billion. And what happens is you quickly realize, oh no, I don't have systems. Mm-hmm. I don't have a CRM. Mm-hmm. I don't have like this, I don't have that. And then you're like, oh shoot, hold on a second, right? So talk to us about the Avsha. So I know that, I love that you're saying, you know what, I'm going to, or at least correct me if I'm wrong, but what it sounds to me is like when somebody comes to you, it's not just about here's the certification for this is what I'm going to help you with, but I'm also going to help you navigate a few things and then connect you to the right people. Is that what's going on here?
Absolutely. Think of it as a financial concierge of some sorts, right? Because there's so many people where it's like they finally muster up the courage or the time out of their busy day, especially my business owners, right? I mean, you're doing you know, you have six hats that you're responsible for compared to like a corporation that has all these departments. So you're finally booking time and then you're coming in and it's like, oh, sorry, the problem you have, we actually can't help you with. Mm-hmm. What we wanted it to be is that you come in and you become a Wealth First client and we take care of you, right? So whether it's you have a business and you want to scale, you need automations. I love that you talked about systems. I mean, it sounds like it's back to the basics. You need a system, standard operating features. Do you have financial management, you know, especially for my high income earners, like, you know, to making 75,000 six figures, all of a sudden you get to the point that you're making 450, 500,000 and your business is doing well. And you think, oh, I don't really need to budget or take care of cash flow management anymore. But if anything, if you think about your overhead, your expenses are super high. So we wanted to offer the financial support, right, in terms of cash flow management, investing, but also what's the number one thing that's the best to invest in? Your own company. And so we fall short of being able to have business coaching and consulting, you know, for you to get to the next scale. We look for the entrepreneur that's going to come in and say, look, I have this much like business. I have these skill sets. I have these clients, but I just can't. And then they fill that in for us. We want to solve the problem for you.
Yeah, that's really cool. Now, what happens to somebody who's probably listening right now and is just in the beginning of this journey, right? Because they probably don't even know what questions to ask. Sometimes you just don't even know what questions to ask, right? So if somebody's in the beginning of this journey, what do you think is important for them to at least think about right now before they call you or as they're calling you?
You know, if you're listening to this, like, and you're starting out your business, when we say systems, it's a very broad term maybe to you as you're listening to it. The idea is that you can do it through memory and a list, you know, a paper, if you're have like five clients, right? But what you want to do is you look at your current existing flow, like your customer journey, how you bring in money, how you get paid, the product or service you deliver. And then you go, what if 50 people came in tomorrow to sign up? What would be the journey? Would you be able to handle it? How would that happen? And essentially what you start to do is build, like there's building blocks that create a system, whether it's like your operations, your HR and your employees, you know, journey, your customers coming on, how often do they get serviced? When do they reach out? So many of us rely on memory. And I think if you were to just map part out, you would have such a good start on being like, all right, I know that this is missing. I know this is missing. This is where we fall short. We sign the client on, we bring on the customer, and then 3 months down the road, it falls off, but I know there's so much more business there, but I'm so focused on the sales, it's hard to service my client or customer. And that would be what you would go into, come into us with, saying, here's kind of what I got set up. And you're going to know where the holes are because you're going to feel them as you're running your business.
Yeah. Oh, that's so good. And I love that you talked about, you know, how's your customer journey? How's your employee journey? If you bring one on, like, what does this all look like? That's so good, Avsha. And something that, you know, I've been doing this for a while, but something I was never told, I end up developing that myself, but I was never told that, right? You know, I just kind of winged it. You know what I mean? But like, you're like, you just, Yeah, trial and error. And also what you said, right, out of memory, like, you know, in the beginning, you're not that busy. So you don't really know, because you're trying to just set up your systems and you're rebranding and you're doing whatever you're doing. And so you're not thinking like that. But then all of a sudden I realized, oh, shoot, wait, hold on a second. I have a CRM now. I have all that stuff together, but I didn't have that before. And it was like, oh, phone call. Oh, wait, let me write this down on a piece of paper. Hold on. Let me get that contract.
So you have an office full of sticky notes.
Yes, a lot of them, like all over the place. So funny. And that's your system. And you know what? That's a reality, though. That's literally a reality. It's a reality for people right now. Yeah. So if you could tell an entrepreneur that's just starting out, like, you know, what are the key things you think, Afsha, that they should at least start having in play?
Honestly, one of the first ones is you can have a product or a service, right? And you'd be like, sweet, I made a sale and it feels good. And you brought in a couple clients and people like your work. But what you want to focus on first and foremost is like, can you make this happen again? How do you get reoccurring?
Replicate revenue? It. Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. And you'll always be like, well, I got this client and then this client. I remember in my first few years, I would be like, every Sunday, I'm going to quit because I just landed a big deal. And that would, right after that big deal, I brought in a $1.1 million client. And then I'm like, well, now what? How do I get my next one? And that same
comes
in. And you recognize, well, go back to what worked and replicate it. And can you make it so that it's reoccurring? What can you set up in your business where there's reoccurring revenue and that you slowly wean yourself off having to do the physical labor or the sweat equity of it so that it can keep going?
That's so good. So if somebody enters your ecosystem, right? Well, first, right? Mm-hmm. So they're listening to this right now. They're like, holy crap, after speaking to me, I need to work with her, blah, blah, blah. Right. So how, you know, what's that journey like? Do they stay on with you for a while? Is it something that you guys just consult them? Like, tell me about that journey.
Oh yeah. Like it completely depends. We really customize it. So sometimes a client just comes in and they're like, I got so much out from this. You gave me 3 sessions. You built a system for us. You created like a, you know, the customer journey. You built the SOP from what I told you. Like, we'll create and help you build all that. And then okay. Like, I'm good to go do this on my own for a bit. You know, I'm fine. Okay. And then you'll see them come back like 6 months later, like, hey, I got this new problem. What you did here was work. Because entrepreneurs, we're incredibly efficient, you know, and we know how to work on our own. So sometimes it's just that you need that push. You need the accountability in the beginning. And then we have some clients, you know, where we have our team almost work in the company with you. Like, you need to get in the, you know, and start looking at the skeletons in the closet. What's happening here? What's happening here? Oh, your, you know, HR person's not paying source deductions for your employees and now you're behind on taxes. Or no, over here, you need help. You don't actually have anybody that's doing sales. Like, we do all of it when we start. And so we don't recognize that at some point we need departments. Do you have a sales team? And it doesn't have to be set like that, you have it all set up all at once. But at moments, you're going to stop thinking that there's something wrong with you or you're missing something. And that, oh, actually, another company that's really successful has like 5 bodies doing all of these different departments. Slowly go into that. And that's where we get into like we really get into the business almost like a partner to help you, right? If that's needed.
Yeah, that's really good and so helpful. So if somebody's coming to you and this is what they need, and you're strategizing with them and you're kind of helping them, you're not even just strategizing. It sounds like you're also like in it, right? You're in it with them. So do you ever get to a point where you realize that someone maybe isn't fit for what they're doing or is an entrepreneur or their systems aren't working? Does that happen to you? Have you ever had that kind of experience?
Absolutely. I don't think everyone's meant to be an entrepreneur. You know, when I see someone getting overwhelmed by the things that probably should excite you, right? Mm-hmm. Like, we get overwhelmed, everyone does. But if it's like you're coming in and you're like, oh, I don't know, once I have 5 clients, I don't really want more. Like, you're not really like looking to scale. You want the like whatever's in front of you. That's all you want to deal with. Sometimes you're better off being like a higher end operations manager or a salesperson manager for a company that does all of the operations behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. Right. And then you're just like a lot of people are really good at what they do, their skill set. whether you're a dentist, you're a coach, you're a consultant, you know what you can offer a person, but you don't want to run the business. And there's right. nothing wrong with that. It's really understanding. Right. When right. I first started, I'm like, wait, I got to be an employer? How do I fire people? Like, I was so right. bad at firing people. And then you got to interview, right? So it's that piece. A lot of people who are really good, who have a great service or a great product, go into business not realizing that they should just be that product and that service, and maybe be a contractor, get hired by a company that needs mm-hmm, that skill mm-hmm. service, and not be running the entire operations behind the scenes.
Yeah, that's such a good answer too. And something I talk about when I have the women in my group as well, like you kind of like start to navigate and kind of wean out who does not want to, or really shouldn't be an entrepreneur. They think that they're supposed to be, but you don't have to be. And that's the thing. Like, I think that it's been glamorized a lot, you know? And so nobody tells you the intricacies of when you're in it and you're up all night and you can't sleep and you know, that stuff. And yes, there's benefits. And if you're somebody who's an entrepreneur and loves, you know, like growing and loves the battles and the, you know, the failures and all of that, and you can grow from that, go for it, right? But if you're somebody like Afsha said, that you just maybe have a great idea, great product, but maybe you don't want to run a whole business, and maybe you don't want to scale this thing up to $1 million, who knows, right? Mm-hmm. And that's okay too. And I love that you said that. And you know, I think that one of the things, I even was speaking to a woman recently who thought she wanted to be an entrepreneur. So we started talking about the entrepreneur journey and all that stuff that I do with my clients. And then she was like, I don't want to. That's okay. You don't have to.
Yeah. That's exactly. Honest, right?
Yeah. Right. It was so fun. It was so fun. It's so honest. And then she was like, thank you so much for taking my call. She goes, I just don't want to do this shit.
I love that. I seriously, because she could identify that she didn't want to and she wasn't listening.
Yeah.
She
thought she had to, right? Because people were telling her that she was really good at what she does mm-hmm. and that, you know, she should really help people and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, yeah, you are, but you can do that as an operations director. Mm-hmm. You know, you can be leading your team. She goes, but that's what I want to do. I said, then go do that. She's like, oh, good. Thank you. Like, I almost had to give her permission, right? To go do it. It was so funny.
And I can even share a little bit about myself. Like, for me, I don't want to do all of it either. Right. But the things I want to do are, no, I built a team since I was 24 years old. There's things I don't want to do. Right. And you delegate, and you learn to delegate at a very young age. But
yes,
what I know I want to do is on the business stuff. You know, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. when I start learning, like, oh my God, there's like an onboarding process you can set up for your employees so that there's a system that they go into and there's 3 months of training and support. I'm like, I'm going to set that up. Or when I'm like, oh, there's an operations team that's not client facing that can just do the back end work and set up your project management tool and your CRM. I'm like, oh, wow. I want in on that. The actual product and service we have, I will get in on like certain clients and things like that. But I have a person working with you one on one doing the in the business. Right. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So that's kind of why I've stayed as a business owner. It's because I knew I was great in financial consults. People would feel like I was relatable. There was a one-on-one. I cared. I wasn't just throwing products at them. Right. I was providing solutions.
Right.
That can be there. You can be great at that, but it doesn't mean that you have to always only be the person who's delivering the service. You can be hiring people who have financial knowledge, you train them the way that you handle clients, the same care, the same, you know, expertise. Mm-hmm. And then you kind of run, I guess, behind the scenes and come in where you need to be.
Yeah. So you have built a team around you that can help you be successful. That's what you did. Yeah.
I've had
so worth it.
It is. It's so worth it. I don't even know where I'd be without them. Seriously. I don't think I'd show up on every Monday. I really wouldn't. I don't have that in me. But I know I got work to give people. I'll be there on Monday.
That's so good. That's so good. Okay. So for the entrepreneur who's listening to you right now, Afsha, seriously, and like is because I have a lot of entrepreneurs. I know that they're listening. I get a lot of emails, a lot of texts, a lot of messages, a lot of all that kind of stuff. Like every time I have an entrepreneur on here or somebody who can help them navigate something in their business. I just know you are the shit. I just know you are, right? So because I know that. I mean, just in our two conversations, we've had such really great conversations these last two times. Mm-hmm. I really want people to know, like, really how to get into it with you, like go into talking to you, being completely, you know, coming forward and being honest and saying, this is my deal. This is what I have. Afsha, take us on that journey. Like this person's coming to you. Like what are they, what should they expect that first call? Like what's, you know, how do they get there?
You know what? Like just book the call. If there's a discovery call, we do it for free. Some business owners and coaches say, no, you should charge for that. I'm like, I want for you to just reach out and book. I know that's already a big deal. People think about it. If you're listening to this driving your car, you might in your car being like, this is a great podcast. I'll do it later. I already know what, you know, just leading up to booking the call is hard. So we've made it completely complimentary, and it's either going to be myself or my specific manager who deals with the first calls that come in. And we're just going to talk to you. We want to know who you are. What are your problems? Tell us like what's been bothering you. Where have you had success? But also, where are you struggling? And I want to be able to have a real conversation with you about whether or not we can help you. It might be like, hey, look, you actually just need an assistant and you need to give up a little bit of your profit. And maybe we can do the financial planning for that. Right. And then the solution is that and off you go.
That's really good.
So really you come in and I'm going to figure out what scope of work you're going to need. And I'm going to send you to, you know, whichever department, or maybe I'm working with you. It really is dependent on what your issue is. Sometimes people are like, my business is running well, but I don't know how to separate my personal and my business. I mean, think about how many people are in that situation.
Yeah, that's right.
The big one I see a lot of is people saying, I have a business, I can run it if there's 10 people, but if 100 customers came in tomorrow, I wouldn't have a system. Right. We're going to meet you there, and then we will quote you and say, hey, this is what it's going to look like. It'll be ongoing if you want us to be. If it's just like a 3-month project, we kind of let you know based on what I see you struggling with.
That's really good. Now, what about somebody who's listening to you right now and is thinking, maybe I don't know. I don't even know where to start because I'm just starting my business. Are you helping people with that as well? Like starting off?
Yes. So if you have an idea and you're coming to us, I just took on a client last week, you know, a spiritual healer, very different industry, you know, very unique in the offerings that she had. And she was interested in like, I know that there's some people who are interested, but I don't know where to start. Where do I market myself? Where do I go? How do I make, you know, so we're just starting with the basics. Let's create packages. What are your deliverables when someone comes up to you?
Wow, Shaw, this is more than finance. You're really getting in there. This is amazing, right? Like, I know that somebody's listening right now going, holy shit, right? Because you're saying that you actually took her idea and you started helping her with actually implementing the packages for that. That's huge.
I think the way that it started, honestly, Nina, is like, I just love it. I literally sit there with her and I called my, you know, operations team after, and I'm like, that was my favorite meeting this week. I know what it was like. It was just 10 years ago when I started. So I'm like, I know how it is to have this dream and this idea, and you're good and you're a people person. And there's all these things, but you're like, where do I start? Like, how do I charge someone? How do I invoice somebody? What's the proposal? You know, and people will sell themselves short. So I'm going to be like, oh, you're raising your price here. And it's not that you have to do more work. Maybe you have a couple other deliverables. Like you have an intro package that gets sent before and it becomes like a 3-month experience instead of just 1-hour consult. And then you have no more income. Because how do you, like, the hardest part is getting your business off the ground and into a place where it can pay your bills consistently.
Oh, yeah.
And then you can take the profit and, you know, expand your team. That initial part, it's such a struggle. And I think I love it the most.
Yeah. Yeah. You look like the type that is going to take the bull by the horn. So I'm not surprised that you like that the most. But I love that you do that though. Honestly, I love that you do that. Right. Because I mean, honestly, for all of you guys who are listening, she just sounds like an all-in-one, right? So she can at least help you brainstorm if it's an idea in the beginning, but also if you're somebody who's rebranding, reshifting, trying to find how to take all of your giftings and put them in a package and you just don't know quite how to do that. That's what it sounds like to me. And on top of that, they can even talk to you about systems. They can talk to you about, you know, your finances, all that kind of stuff. So Afsha, I think you're building an amazing empire. This is not even a business you got going on here. You got an empire going on, and that's a super important and something that I hope that this podcast, I'm going to make sure that we put it everywhere, because I want to help as many entrepreneurs and solopreneurs as I can help. I really, that's my heart's goal, right? So I help women, but
yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah. I was going to say, I can hear it in your voice. Like when we're talking,
I love it.
You get so excited by similar things that I get excited about. And we just get louder and louder and like,
right.
This energy.
So fun.
Yeah. Guess what? We've been there. We are you, you know, if you're listening to this, it's like we, and you're thinking, oh, how do I get there? We literally started exactly where you are, you know?
Yeah. Or yeah.
You can be established and then just be like, I'm too scared to scale. Like I just met with an entrepreneur 2 weeks ago and you know, they hit the $500,000 mark in revenue and they're doing great. And I'm like, perfect. We can start to apply for some grants. Now the government will help pay for you to bring in technology and AI into your company. Mm-hmm. You just have to hit this revenue. So I don't know. I love someone coming in. I know you're to say that, you know, you deal with everybody. You have to have specific niche clients. Business owners, you're usually it. They do have a certain level of success. But even if you're starting out, you know, there is help for you.
Yeah, there is. There really is. And so I'm really glad that you took the time. I know you were really busy, but I'm glad you took the time out to come on today, because this is going to be super helpful for a lot of people. And I cannot wait for you to connect with them. They're going to need you. So
I appreciate that. I'm so high. I look forward to hearing you guys. If you book us, I mean, let me know you came from Nina Perez's podcast and the, you know, whatever interested in you, let us know. And even if you don't know the right questions to ask, we're going to help you, guide you through it.
Yeah. And if you don't know the right questions to ask, that's when you need to ask, because that's when you make the this complimentary call. Hello, it's complimentary. Hello. Complimentary. So give her a call and ask some damn questions, because some of y'all be acting shy and never get the answer to your questions and wondering why you're stuck. So you know what? Stop being stuck and stop trying to, you know, figure it out. Don't try to figure this out. I always tell this, and I say this a lot. You're not alone. A lot of us are out here that really want to help you, like for real. We really want to help you. This is why I even started this podcast, right? This is why you guys have downloaded as many episodes as you have, because this is obviously helpful. So get your ass onto the phone and make sure you give Asha book a call and get this going. So Asha, before I let you go though, they got to know where to go. I'm over here telling them to call your ass. I don't even know where.
Absolutely. So it's wealth.ca. Wealthverse.ca. So think metaverse, but wealthverse.ca. There's a really easy link. You fill out your information and someone will be on the phone with you.
I just freaking love that. Asha, thank you so much for being on Straight Talk. I so enjoyed this conversation. I think we could have talked forever. So really? I'm gonna stop it before
I shut up.
But thank you for being here. Seriously, I think you are amazing. I just love you. I love your energy. I love everything about you. And I love your heart. I love that you are trying to really help and pour into others. So thank you for being here.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I love your energy.
Thank you. Oh, so fun, right, guys? I told you. Best people on the planet. Make sure that you follow Asha. No, seriously, I'm going to make sure I link all of her information below. You really do need to connect. I know that a lot of you are out here just like thinking, you know what, I either want to scale or I want to start or I want to grow. One of you guys fall into somewhere in that category. So why try to figure stuff out by yourself and breaking your head and like try to make it hard? Don't make it hard. If she's offering you a complimentary call, this could be your avenue of getting stuff done. 2024, here we come, right? Guys, thank you guys for being here. I love you so much. This is Nina Perez, Straight Talk, no sugar added. Until next time.